Open your Bible, please, to Numbers chapter 23, your Schofield Reference Bible, page 198. And beginning with the seventh verse, we'll read through verse 13, and we'll read the verses responsively. Numbers chapter 23, verses 7 through 13, page 198. And let's stand, as is our custom to always do. And he took up his parable, and said, Balak, the king of Moab, hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, What hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them together. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? And then let's read together the 13th verse, which is also the text verse. And Balak said unto him, Come, I pray thee, with me unto another place, from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse me them from thence. And let's pray. And Father, we thank Thee for this day. It's been a good day. And thank You that in this place, weekly, every Sunday, we have a Sunday evening service. And it's been such a blessing to our hearts over the years, those of us who've been here year after year. Thank You for this evening service. Now we pray for Your help and Your closeness during this hour, that Thou wouldst bless us as we listen. You've given something to our preacher, and it's worth hearing, and help us to carefully hear it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just thinking, when I was that age, I couldn't sing any better than that either. I think the young man has hope. I hold out hope for him. I want to speak tonight on the subject, look at the whole picture. Look at the whole picture. I'm going to talk to you tonight about one of the main wiles of the devil and one of his main tools. Look at the whole picture. Our Heavenly Father, now for these next few minutes, it will be life or death for somebody. A life of eternal life or eternal death for some. Wrecked life or a blessed life for others. Happy life or a miserable life for others. And so I pray You would speak to our hearts in a powerful way in these moments, please. Amen. Look right this way. Listen carefully as I lay the foundation for what I'm going to say tonight. The Israelites are traveling through the desert. They approach the domain of Balak, the king of Moab. Balak is frightened, frantic, fearful, and foolish. He sees this great army of Israelites marching toward his land. He does not understand they only plan to march through the land, but he's afraid that they will attack his land and that they will defeat him because of their multitude. He sends for the prophet Balaam. Balaam, who had no business going there, but who was faithful to the truth when he got there, goes, and Balak was asking Balaam, the prophet. Balak is the king. Balaam, the prophet. Balak was asking Balaam to place a curse upon Israel, Balaam's own people. because of the fear in the soul and breast of Balak as he saw this multitude approaching. Now, he takes him and says, would you curse the people? And Balaam says, no, I can't do that. I can't curse whom God has blessed. Then Balak says, okay, let me show you something. Let me show you the people. Now, this is the sermon, so don't miss this. He takes him to a place where Balaam can only see a part of the army of Israel. He can see the great multitude. And he says, now, look at this people. Place a curse. See, he wanted, follow me now, he wanted Balaam to feel like that Balak was on the winning side. He wanted Balaam to only see a part of the picture. So he would think that the armies of Israel were few. So he would be afraid if he did not obey the king, he'd be on the losing side. Though Balaam should not have been down in that place in the first place, he nevertheless was still faithful and refused to curse the people. But here's what I want you to get. His eyes are shut to all but a small portion. Let's suppose tonight that this crowd represents all of Israel. The king Balak would say, Balaam, look here. Curse this group of people right here. And he arranged it so he could see no one over here and no one over here, but just a small portion, just a part of the picture. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of Satan's most widely used weapons. He only shows a partial view. He blocks out the entire picture, and he comes to us in every area of our lives, and he says, let me show you what sin is like. But he only shows you a part of the picture. He said, let me show you what the world is like. He only shows you a part of the picture. Let me show you what liquor's like. But he only shows you a part of the picture. Let me show you what dope is like. But he only shows you a part of the picture. Let me show you what the rock and roll music is like. But he only shows you a part of the picture. And the devil says, looky here. But he says, don't look at the whole picture. No need for that. As Balak said to Balaam, don't look at all the people. Just look at this little section of the people, and don't look at the whole picture, if you please. Now, for example, the devil comes, and he says concerning life, he says, don't look at the whole picture. He says, look just at this life. As you plan your own future, don't look at the next life. And so the devil cuts off the after we die and says, just look at this life. That's why folks aren't in church tonight. They're looking not the whole picture, but just this life. That's why you don't tithe. That's why you got God's money burning in your pocket right now. That's why you're a God robber right now. That's why that many of you haven't tithed for the last month. You know why? Brother, if you believe that someday you'd have to stand before God and give an account for every dime you've ever made, you would tithe. Yes, you would. But see, the devil has you looking just at a part of the picture. Just this life. He doesn't want you to see the judgment seat. He doesn't want you to see the books that God is keeping in the glory land. God has a record of every dollar you've made and every dime you've given to Him. And He has a tithing record in the glory world. And one of these days, the books will be open and your tithing record will be revealed. But the devil says, don't look, only look at this life. Concerning life, he says, don't look at eternity. Just look at that which is temporal. He comes to the unsaved man. He says to the unsaved man, don't look at the whole view. Just look at a part of it. Look at this life. Eat, drink, be merry. Live it up. Live it up. He says, don't look to the hell where you're going to go. Don't look to the heaven where you could go. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do all you want to do to try to leave the thoughts of hell out of your mind. But brother, you can't do that very much longer. The devil says, don't you listen. Go to a church where they won't remind you of a hell. Go to a church where a preacher won't tell you, you don't get born again, you're going to go to hell and burn. Just look at a part of the picture. Don't look at the whole picture. He comes to the saved man. And he says to the saved man, concerning life, Don't look at all the picture. Just look at a part of the picture. Stack it up. Just look at the temporal. Listen, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just the unsaved man the devil keeps looking after the grave. It's the saved man. If you believed in a heaven and a hell, you'd be a soul winner. I said, if you believed in a heaven and a hell, you'd be a soul winner. I said, if you believed in a heaven and a hell, you'd be a soul winner. If you believed in heaven and hell, you'd do your best to get your loved ones saved. If you believe that people that die in their sins burn forever. But the devil comes and says, Church of Jesus Christ, just look at this side of it. Don't look at the whole picture. And tonight, hundreds of you on your way to heaven, name written in the last book of life, saved through the blood of Christ, regenerated, born again, on your way to glory. And yet tonight, hundreds of you are not looking at the whole picture. You don't think you've got to face God one of these days. The devil's got you looking only a part of the picture. You don't think you've got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for things done in the body. Why? Because the devil's got you looking at just a part of the picture. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, look at the whole picture. Don't believe the evil one when he says, just look at a part of the picture. Balak takes Balaam up on the mountain. And he blocks the view of most of Israel. And he says, here they are. And Balaam doesn't get the entire picture. The devil comes and says, concerning light, just look at this light. Don't look at the entire picture. Now number two, the devil comes and he says, not only don't get the entire picture concerning this life, but don't look at the entire picture concerning another's life. Concerning a brother or sister in Christ, the devil says, just look at the bad. Just look at the bad. Don't look at the good. The devil says, don't look at the good he's done. Look at the one time he blotched it up. Don't look at all the times he didn't blotch it up. Just look at that one time that he fell or stumbled. Don't look at all the good he's done. The devil comes and he says, and listen, that's why we have the gossip, and that's why we have the slander, and that's why we have the long tongues, and that's why we have the filthy mouth, and that's why people talk more about the bad of man than the good of man, and that's why you got your tail bearers. Why? Because somehow the devil has said, just look at a part of man. Don't look at the entire picture. Just look at a part. The devil says, don't look at the good he's done. Don't look at the good about him. Don't look at the good he's done for you. Don't give him a chance. Just look at how he's treated you. Look at the bad start he got and blackball him the rest of his life. And never forget what he did while he was young. Let me tell you, if there's any spirit of Antichrist in this world, it's the spirit of God's people not forgiving those who stumbled and fallen who are trying to get back up again. He says, the devil said, don't look at the whole picture. Don't look at the whole picture of life. Look just at this life, but not at eternal life. And then he says, don't get the whole picture concerning your brother or your sister in Christ. Listen to me. Young lady in the mezzanine, I want you to look at me. In the mezzanine. Hey, look at me. We've had folks go in the mezzanine, they write letters up there and piddle around, and I want you to pay attention when I'm preaching. Now listen to me. The devil comes and the devil says, somebody's done you wrong. Don't look at all the good he's done you. I've never understood to save my life how somebody can do good for you and time and time and time again and do one thing bad and that's it. They're on your blacklist. Or somebody can do bad to you and do good to everybody else in the world and you're all, they're on your blacklist. You know why? Because the devil says, don't look at the entire picture. I want to tell you something tonight. There's enough good about every person in this room tonight to keep all the rest of us from saying anything bad about any of us. But the devil said, don't look at the whole picture. Don't look at the 15 years she taught a Sunday school class. Just look at how she's busted up in the last 6 months. Don't look at the 25 years he's been a soul winner. Just look how he's goofed it up recently. Don't look at what he has done in the last 20 years. Look what he did back yonder. Years ago, and the devil says, don't look at all of it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus Christ, if any one of us were at the mercy of the rest of us to look at just that which is bad, there's enough bad in all of us to have us all condemned forever, and you know that's true. There's not a person here righteous enough to criticize the unrighteous. There's not a person good enough to criticize the bad.
There's not a person holy enough to criticize the unholy. Away with that! And the devil comes and says, just look at a part. Like Balak said to Balaam, don't look at the whole picture. Just see a few of the Israelites. Don't look at the great multitude. And if you see just a few, maybe you'll come nearer cursing them. And Balaam said, no way. I will not curse that which God has blessed. And the devil comes tonight and the devil says, don't look at the whole picture of life. Just look at temporal life. Don't look at eternity. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be 60 years old in September. If I have my 70, I'm 6/7 already gone, used up. Wouldn't I be a fool to give the next 10 years of my life in folly and frivolity and foolishness and frolicking? Wouldn't I be a fool? When I've got millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of untold years to live in the glory world. Get your eyes on the right world. David Livingston had a dear friend. They were close friends as young people. Word came to the great David Livingston that his friend was at the point of death. David Livingston traveled many miles to get to the deathbed of his friend. And in fact, it may have been a brother. I'm not sure. Brother or friend. And he went to the bedside of his dying beloved one and stood beside the bed, and the dying words of his friend were these. David, I put the emphasis on the wrong world. It won't matter 100 years from tonight how much money you had in the bank. It won't matter how pretty your little face was, girls. It won't matter how broad your shoulders are, men. It won't matter how popular you are. It won't matter how much profit you made in your business. It won't matter. The only thing that'll matter, what did you do for God? That's all that'll matter. Oh, my soul, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? An eternity to live in the next world and a few years to live in this world. And we spend our time buying and selling and eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and stacking up money and stacking up money and stacking up money and stacking up money and stacking up things and worrying about things. Look at the whole picture. There's the eternity out yonder. And the devil comes and says again, look at the whole picture concerning another's life. Look at the bad he's done. Don't look at the good. Don't look at what he's done for you. Look at the bad he's done for you. Don't give him a chance. Look how he's treated you. That's all. Don't look at the whole picture. Look how bad start he got. Look at his old days, how he blew it when he was old. Then the devil comes and says, not only look at life, just a part of life, and a part of another's life. But he says, just look at a part of the longevity of life. He says, don't look where it leads. Don't look where it leads. He says, look at the beer drinking, but don't look where it leads. Look how much fun they're having there tonight. Look at the pretty women and handsome men been in the taverns tonight and the nightclubs. The devil says don't get a whole view of it. Just look at a part. I say tonight, you have no right to make a decision about life till you check the whole picture. Let the dirty liquor traffic show you where they end up. Let them put right beside that beautiful woman that has a cocktail glass in her hand about to drink the poison of hell. Let them put right beside that pretty girl how she looks in 25, 30, or 40 years after life is wrecked and ruined. Let them put the broken homes. Let them put the wrecked lives. Let them put the diseased body. Let them put the wreck on the highway with the clashing of steel and the rolling of wheels and the shedding of blood. Put the whole picture there, devil. The devil comes tonight and he says to you, don't look at the whole picture. Just like Balak of old said to Balaam, just look at a part of the picture. Don't look at the whole picture. Devil comes tonight and says, just look at a part. Just don't look where it leads. Quit school now. Quit school. Just look at it right now. Look at it right now. I'm tired of school. I'm tired of tests. I'm tired of discipline. I'm tired of rules. I'm tired of standards. Quit. But the dirty, sorry Beelzebub never tells you where you're, shows you where you're going to end up. What you better do is look at the whole picture. Find where those end up that wash out and where those end up that tough it out. Devil comes tonight and says, get married now. Get married now. You're 18. You're old enough to get married. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Get married now. Don't look at the whole picture. You want her, she wants you, and you've even put God in it and blamed God. It's God's will to get married right now. Devil says, just look at it. Devil doesn't say, look where you're going to be living in a couple of years when you haven't got enough money to pay your rent. Devil doesn't say what you're going to do with your kids when you've got a couple of kids at 18 or 19, 20 years of age and can't afford to pay your bills. He doesn't say that. The devil says, look at a part of the picture. I pray, young people, I beg you in Jesus' dear name, look at the whole picture. Well, you say, Brother Howes, I haven't seen the whole picture. Well, some of us have. Ask us. Devil comes and says, have your fling. And he says, just look how much fun it is. Watch them as they disco. See the bright lights as they're flashing. Look at them. He doesn't show you the whole picture. Forget where it leads, he says. As Balak of old said to Balaam, see, here's the multitude. Balaam did not see these over here, these over here. Let me tell you something. You know why I preach against sin? Because I know where it leads. I counsel with people in every area and every progression of life. And when I see something that young people are doing that is on a road that has wrecked the lives of others that I've seen over almost 60 years of living and 40 years of preaching, I want to get my handkerchief out and say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. You see, I haven't got a few things I just don't like. I'm not trying to keep you from having fun. I'm trying to keep you so you'll always have fun. I'm not trying to keep you from enjoying life. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. And some of you young folks, if you just listen for a minute, you can go back to your misbehaving. But I want to tell you something that never has been, never will be, never can be. Anybody ever found real happiness in the rock music crowd? Never have, never will, never will. Not going to find it in the pot-smoking crowd, in the drinking crowd. Not going to find it. Oh, in God's name, have enough sense, you little toe-headed idiot. Have enough sense! Listen to somebody who's seen the whole journey and seen the whole spectrum and knows the whole picture. Here's what you think we do. Dr. Evans, come up here. Would you, Dr. O'Clair, come up here a minute? Mr. Bob is not here. Well, listen, come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Here's what you think we do. You think we get together and discover everything we can think of that's wrong or that's fun and outlaw it. Because we don't like you students. We don't like you young people. We hate you, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I hate them. But you hate them? You hate them over there?
That's right.
I hate them. So, I know what let's do. Let's figure out everything that's fun and outlaw it so they won't ever have any fun. What do you think? Okay. Dancing is fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
I used to do it.
All right. Dancing is fun. So, I know what let's do. We hate these, don't we?
Yeah.
Don't we?
Right.
Don't we?
Right.
Oh, we hate these. So let's make dancing against rules. What do you say? Amen. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Right? Amen. Right? Amen. That's right. Make dancing against rules.
Yeah.
I hate these kids, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I hate these kids. Let's make smoking against rules. Smoking's fun, isn't it?
You said so.
You said so. Yes, it is. All right. I'm smoking a little bit right now. So let's outlaw smoking, okay?
Yes,
okay,
yes, sir,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we hate these kids, don't
yes,
we? I hate them. You hate them?
You hate them?
You hate them?
Yes,
you hate them?
Yes,
you hate them, microphone? Yes, I hate them. So, okay, I what let's do. Let's make the girls wear skirts.
Yeah.
Boy, that'll show them.
That's right.
I hate these kids, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I hate the college kids.
Yes, sir.
I hate the high school kids.
Yes,
I hate the grade school kids.
Yes.
I hate them all. And let's we ever have any fun, do you?
No fun.
No fun.
Okay.
No fun. I hate them.
Yes.
Now, that's the way you think we do it. Thank you. And you're right. Now, let me show you how we really do it. Let me show you how it's done. For a lifetime. Almost a 40% of a century. Over a third of a century. 40 years. I've been counseling and watching people grow up and watching young folks grow older and watching people as they, what kind of life they've lived. And I've watched the roads they travel. I do not decide what's right or wrong unless the Bible says it's right or wrong, or unless I find that that road leads to a life that's wrecked. I find out a road that somebody's traveling. I'll check that road. I'll see them as they travel that road. I'll follow that path. I'll try to see where that path leads and how happy they are. And I'll come back here and I'll see the road they travel. And I'll see how it turns out. And I'll look in and see what you don't see. And I'll see it. And I come back and I say, hey, don't do it. They're not happy in there. They're miserable. Their lives are wrecked. Their lives are ruined.
There's unhappiness. There's misery. There's broken hearts and broken lives and broken bodies and diseased bodies and lame bodies and crippled minds. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And if you've got any sense, you'll let somebody who's seen the whole picture tell you where it leads. The devil has no trick tonight or no wile tonight. It's any more deadly than a wile to say to young people, just look at the part of it. Don't look at the whole picture. Just look at a part of it. Devil comes and says to all of us, just look at part of the picture concerning life. Temporal life, yes. Eternal life, no. Don't look at the whole picture concerning another's life. Look at the bad. Criticize him. Slander him. Don't look at the good. Then he comes and he says concerning the longevity of life. Number four, he says don't look at the whole picture concerning life. Concerning another's life. Concerning the longevity of life. But he says, don't look at the whole picture concerning the areas of your life. Just look at the ones where you have it bad. So you got a little illness. Don't look at the fact that you live in America, you may get happy. Don't look at the fact that your name is written in heaven, you might not be able to gripe. Don't look at the fact that you live, that you have an old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone church where more people got saved last year than ever got saved any year in the history of the New Testament church. Don't look at that. Don't look at it. Just look at a part of the picture. I preached a sermon 7 years ago around here, one of the most important sermons I ever preached, called 9 out of 10 Isn't Bad. I divided life into 10 areas. And I said, some of you folks are miserable because you got one area in your life that is not ideal or not perfect. And yet you've got 9 areas where things are going well. What does the devil do? The devil says, look at that one. Just look at that one area where things are not going well. Oh, 10,000 times no! Look at the 9 others! And you'll shout and praise God. Just look at the ones where you have it bad. You don't make the kind of money that others make. Just look at that one, he said. Don't look at the whole picture. Your salary is not as big as others. Don't look at anything else but that. Just look at that. Your marriage is not as good as others. Don't look at anything else. Just look at that. You got a child that's not what you wish you were or you were. Just look at that. You've got a little illness maybe. Maybe you got a bald head. Thank God every day for this amazing flock of hair he gave me. He said he didn't give it to me. He said he took it away from me. But just look at one area. That's the devil says that. Oh, you complained enough. I said you complained enough. I said you complained enough. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! You complained enough. You've griped enough. You've looked at that one little area where you don't have it bad and pitied yourself. Why don't you just look at the whole picture for a while and get on your feet and shout the praises and glory of God all night? It's a tool of the devil to get you not to see the whole picture. The devil comes and says, don't look at the whole picture concerning life. Don't look at the whole picture concerning another's life. Don't look at the whole picture concerning the longevity of life. Don't look at the whole picture concerning the areas of life. And then he comes and he says, don't look at the whole picture concerning the opportunities of life. Don't look at what you cannot do. Be bitter about it and give up. Look at what you can do. Look at what you can do. Look at the opportunities available to you. You know what? You know why there are people all across this country that go from one church to the other. Call them, in the ministry, call them church hoppers. Go from one church to the other. You know why? Because they go to a church and they only see a part of the picture. But the church that they've been attending, they have seen the whole picture. And they go to another church and they only see a part of the picture. And they join that church and leave the other good fundamental church where they were. And then they say, boy, I love it here. But they only see a part of the picture. After they've been there long enough to see the whole picture, they look at some other church and see if they can find, and look at that, only see a part of the picture. What you ought to do is you ought to say, with the grace of God, I'm going to look at all of it. Sure, there's some things about my friends that are not what I think they should be, but I'm going to look at the whole picture. Sure, there's some things about my situation, not what I wish it were, but I'm going to look at the whole picture. And brother, there's not a person from that fellow back in the corner up there to the fellow back in the corner up here tonight. There's not a person in this great auditorium tonight. But what if you looked at the whole picture and looked at it objectively? You'd jump up and sing the praises and glory of Almighty God and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. But the devil says, don't look at the whole picture. Go ahead and get married now. Don't look at the whole picture. Live it up now. Look how much fun they're having. Better check how much fun they're going to have. How much fun they had later. And then the devil comes and said, not only don't look at the whole picture, just look at a part of it concerning life. Don't look at eternity, just look at the temporal. Don't look at the heavenlies, just look at the earthlies. Then he says, don't look at the whole picture concerning another's life. Don't look at the whole picture concerning the longevity of life. Don't look at the whole picture concerning the areas of life. And don't look at the whole picture concerning the opportunities of life. Next, the devil says, don't look at the whole picture concerning the Christian life. Just pray. Don't look at the whole picture. Don't read your Bible. Don't go soul winning. Just pray. The devil has you just pray, and that's all you do, just pray. Never win a soul. Never read your Bible over 5 minutes at a time. And the devil says, just look at a part of it. Or the devil may say, just look at the Bible study part, and just study your Bible, and study it, and study it, and study it. Don't spend time in prayer, never tell anybody about Christ, never pass out a gospel tract, never win a soul to Christ. Just look at the Bible study part. Or he may come and say, just look at the soul winning part of life. Never read your Bible. Never pray. Don't become a well-rounded Christian. Just all you do is soul winning. That's all. Or you may come and say, just sing. Just sing. That's your way to witness. Sing. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm a little tired of this modern stuff coming out of California. He's on the radio around here, two or three of them are too. Come out of California talking about lifestyle evangelism. My Bible doesn't say go into all the world, smile to every creature. My Bible doesn't say go into all the world and goo at every creature. My Bible says go into all the world and preach. The devil wants you just to take a little part of the Christian life. The devil wants the choir of the singers in the church. He says, just look at this part of it. Or if you're a deacon here in the church, he says, just look at the deacon part. Let me tell you something. If you are not a faithful soul winner, you're not fit to be a deacon in a Baptist church. Just look at this part, he says. Or he says, just look at the Christian school part. Just look at the Christian school. You see, you teach in a Christian college. That's your service for God. Hogwash, poppycock, and foolishness. That's not your main service for God. Jesus didn't say, upon this rock I'll build my college. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And a teacher in a Christian college is just as obligated to be as faithful to the local church as the fellow who's a carpenter is. And you've not fulfilled your job when your Friday afternoon class is all over. You've not filled your job. You get you a Sunday school class or get you a bus route or get in a soul winning group and become faithful and active in a local New Testament church. He said, just look at a part of it. Just look at a part of the picture. Don't look at the whole picture. Don't look at the whole picture concerning life. He says, just keep your eyes focused on this world. Don't look at eternity, the next life.
He says, just don't look at the whole picture concerning another's life. Look at what he's done bad. Look at the marks against his record. Look at the mars on his character. Just look at that. Don't look at the good he's done. He says, don't look at the whole picture concerning the longevity of life. Don't see how it turns out. Don't worry about that. And don't believe the old folks that think they've seen it all. Young people, teenagers, look at that finger right there. Look at that finger. Teenagers, look at that finger. And more brains in the fingernail than you got in your head. You say, you think you're smart. No, to be smarter than you is not really being brilliant. It's time that the teenagers got down at the front of the church and quit hiding in the back and sat down and listened to what God's man has to say. We know something you don't know. We got some answer. We've been where you are. It's time you quit hiding back in the dark corners and misbehaving. Ought to get down here on the front and sit down here and act like Christians ought to act. We got some smart-aleck teenagers think they know it all when they don't even know enough to listen. You don't even know enough to know you don't know anything. Devil says, don't take advice from anybody that's been living longer than you have. He's old fogey. Yeah, and you're young fogey. Yeah. He's a square. He'll understand. He's straight. Yeah, and you're crooked. He's a hacker. Yeah, and you're a slacker. Devil comes tonight and says, don't look at the whole picture. Don't look at the whole picture concerning life. Another's life, the longevity of life, the areas of life, the opportunities of life, the Christian life. And then he comes along and says this. He says, don't look at the whole picture concerning the sufferings of life. He says, just look at it now. Feel the pain. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you get for serving God, isn't it? Look at the fellow across the street. He's driving a Cadillac. What are you pushing? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is what you get for serving God, don't you? Well, old booger man, it ain't over yet. Ain't over yet. And brother, we'll be riding chariots pulled by prancing horses a long time after that fellow's been burning in hell trying to get a kiddie car ride. Sam Jones used to say, I'd rather ride a tricycle to heaven than ride a jet plane to hell or a Cadillac to hell. Devil says, don't look at all of it. Let me tell you something, folks. The devil comes and says to you, you're having it rough, aren't you? You say, yes, I am. Devil said, don't look at the whole picture. Don't look at the whole picture. Don't look at rewarding day. Don't look at victory day. Don't look at winning day. Don't look at crowning day. Look at cross-bearing day. Just look at it now. Don't look at the whole picture. I come tonight to say in closing, I come tonight to say, my blessed friends, members, are you listening, young people? You ought to listen. You need to hear what I've got to say as much as anybody else does. That's one of the problems of this young generation. He said, well, you don't love the young people. I love you enough to tell you to sit down and shut up and listen to what's going on. That's how much I love you. I say tonight, beloved, when it comes to life, don't limit your vision to the spectrum of the temporal life. But look at the whole picture. There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. Invest your life in that which is eternal. Look at the whole picture. I say, beloved friends, on this first Sunday night of 1986, I say concerning your fellow Christian, don't listen to the devil as he says, just look at the bad part of his life. I say, look at the entire picture, the entire spectrum. And thank God for him. I say, beloved Christians, don't look at just the first part of life. Look at the longevity of life and see where it ends.
before you decide what road you're going to travel. I say, beloved Christian, look at the areas of your life. I'm talking about your job. I'm talking about your home. I'm talking about your church. I'm talking about your school. I'm talking about your health. I'm talking about your friends. I'm talking about your country. The whole thing. Don't just focus, as the devil says, just look at that one place where you've got it a little rough. Well, of course I'd love to have had a happy home. Of course I wish my daddy hadn't have been an alcoholic. Well, of course I wish my daddy hadn't have died a drunkard's death and, as far as I know, gone to hell. Of course! If I wanted to, I could listen to the devil. He says, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, and wreck my whole life. I refuse to listen to him. The devil says, just look at... Don't look at the whole spectrum concerning opportunities. Just look at what you can't do. Look at what you're limited. And Brother Stan saying, amen, that's good. I mean, you know, one thing these black folks in America need to do like the white folks. All of us need to look at what's available for us. What can we can do. George Washington Carver said, I'd rather be a black man in America than be any other man, any other nation on the face of the earth. I'm not being critical of the black. I'm trying to warn every single one of you looking at one little area of opportunity saying, I can't do this. Well, bless God, a lot of things you can do. Look at the whole picture. And then look at the whole spectrum of the Christian life. In 1986, be a soul winner. In 1986, be a prayer warrior. In 1986, be a Bible reader. In 1986, be clean and be pure and be decent and be right. In 1986, don't limit your Christian life to one little area of the church. Look at all of it. And then in the Christian life, in 1986, I charge you and plead with you and exhort you and beseech you. Don't look at just the sufferings of life. Look, if you would, when you suffer at the Holy Spirit whom God has given you as a comforter. Look at the blessed Word of God God has given you as a help and an encouragement. Look at the Savior who is your intercessor even now. I'm talking to hundreds of people who are looking at just a part of life. You got some part of life, just looking at it. The devil said, don't look at the whole picture. That's what he said to Balaam through King Balak years ago. He said, just look right here. Just right here. Take your blinders off tonight and look at the whole picture. Our Heavenly Father, bless the truth that has been preached from behind this pulpit. And I pray in one or more of these areas of life, you'll help us to broaden our vision.